brainwashing, the synthesis of the Russian textbook of psychopolitics, which I shall quote from if I run out of steam. But even without running out of steam, I think I should quote from it. See, emotional, in right in there, it's emotional shock. And you can implant suggestions in the subconscious mind that the person does not even know that they're there, and will be struggling against them for the rest of their life because they think it's their own thoughts. They either think those thoughts are their thoughts, and they think the feelings aroused by them are their feelings, and they will act them out, and therefore live in denial. So when you catch them, all you've got is an excuse. So if someone does something wrong to you and you stand up to yourself, you get a banaka blast, and you have to learn to withstand the person who's hypnotized, because if you're not careful, they'll hypnotize you into confusion. They will make you think there's something wrong with you for seeing something wrong with them. They have become the thing. They have become a change agent, even as the person who did it to them. So if you look at your mother and father, and you look at their mothers and fathers, you go back into history, you see it comes in the blood. The authority, the negative authority that makes you lose heart about life and causes you to commit suicide and causes you to self-destruct and go to jail and steal and lie, cheat, comes from parenthood. The target of communists is parenthood, to make it worse than it would otherwise be. In other words, you're not allowed to be a good parent.